This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
My next guest on the show, she was here last year. She is an amazing supporter of Joy 94.9. She is a model, actress, singer, songwriter. You may remember her from Neighbours, Sarah Beaumont. She's working on some stuff at the moment for her songwriting. Nicola Charles, welcome back to Joy, honey.
Hi, darling. How are you?
I am fantastic. Now, this is a great morning so far. We've had all these great members joining up, renewing memberships, supporting this amazing radio station. Now, we've played your track Alive Again for the first time in the world. It's a great dance track.
Thank you.
Tell us about working on that track Alive Again.
Well, I think what I like most about it is it was right at the beginning of my decision to go back into music.
Yeah.
And you know, I was really, really happy that that happened in Melbourne. And meeting the guys down in Williamstown was fantastic. And it was actually just so easy for me because they have a studio and I love spending time there and learning about that side of things, the technical side and the producing side.
Yeah.
So much so that I'm actually having a go at that myself now. And boy, if I thought songwriting was hard, then, you know, producing and mixing is really, really difficult. So I have a lot more respect for the technical side than I used to have. But also I have more control now, which is really, really awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm working with a guy who's sort of become my mentor, I guess. And he is one of the bosses at Baked Fresh in America.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been teaming me up with lots of producers, DJs and dance acts and also artists. I've done a bit of work with Macy Gray in the last couple of months. Yeah.
Fantastic.
And so writing songs for lots of people, and they all sort of get put into a hat and you don't know straight away if they'll get used or if they'll make it onto the album, but I'm just delighted. You know, the stuff that they're sending me is exceptional and really inspiring and inspiring me to do my own thing as well.
Well, songwriting is where the money is, because if you have a hit song, you're a songwriter. Hello, just keeps coming in, royalties and...
I know, because I've been doing it for such a short time and obviously people are playing it, you guys are playing it, thanks mm-hmm. so much, and... You know, I do get checks in and I think, wow, this is crazy because I'm actually unsigned right now. But no, you know, I get taken care of by APRA and I just love it. You know, I think it's really important for me personally, and I'm sure lots of songwriters feel the same way. But, you know, when I was a teenager, I felt a little bit out of place and I felt that there was something wrong with me because my friends' personalities seemed to be set and I seem to have like 100 personalities running around inside my head.
Yeah.
And with songwriting, you're able to do that. You know, you can be a lover, you can be a criminal, you can be a survivor, you know, you can be anything you want to be in a song and you can tackle any subject, and it's just so beautiful for me. It's something I love doing. I'll always do it, even when I'm a granny.
The gorgeous Nicola Charles is my special guest co-host for the next hour on Joy 94.9. She's on Twitter as well, Nicola One Charles.
Yeah.
Nicola One Charles on Twitter. Sign up right now online at joy.org.au or you can call 1-300-JOY-949. This is Nicola's single. It's called Alive Again. Very, very popular here on Joy 94.9.
Hello everyone, this is Dave Morales. Keep Joy on air, become a member, and simply call 1-300-JOY-949.
Nicola Childs is my special guest co-host. Of course, Neighbours, we all know you from Neighbours. Mm. You were on the show for a brief time last year as a return guest host. But Sarah Beaumont in the 90s was... very, very popular character.
Do you know what? I'm just constantly amazed how popular Sarah was and still is. And I think, you know, unbeknownst to me at the time, there were lots of teenage boys and girls that quite like Sarah. And because they've sort of grown up with me and they're still there. And they constantly tweet me and send me pictures that I didn't know existed. Yesterday, I found out that I was on a Loaded cover in the UK. And I wasn't even aware of it. That's what happens when you live in Australia. So that was great to see. And, you know, the fans are just so awesome. I think I'm really, really lucky because I know that there's lots of celebs who, you know, have lots of haters and get lots of negative stuff. But I have to say, mine's like 100% gorgeous. So I just love my fans to death. And can I just say a quick hello to Alicia Meehan? Because Alicia
Alicia from the UK.
Yeah,
I know you're listening.
She's such a dear sweetheart. And she tweets me every single day, I think. And lots of other fans, Greg, and lots of people that tweet me and Facebook me every single day. And they're just fantastic supporters. And I really appreciate it. So thank you, guys.
Because you started your career as a model in the UK, and you had all these amazing campaigns that you were traveling the world. What was that time like for you?
You know, I didn't want to be a model. I didn't set out to be a model. You know, it was one of those accidental things, as often happens. I was I'd finished college and I was working in a bank, but I'd been a dancer as a child, and I had a friend who had an audition in London at Pinewood Studios in Covent Garden, and she asked me to go along, and there was a queue around the block as usual for the audition, and we were just stood in the queue, and it was a hot day, and we were drinking drinks out of a can, and a Scottish man, very handsome Scottish man, walked up to me and said, "Hello, I'm the chief executive of Coca-Cola UK," and I thought, "Well, why are you talking to me?" And they were about to launch this drink, Sprite, and they'd been auditioning for months and months to find the Sprite kids, a guy and a girl to be in the commercial, and they hadn't found what they were looking for. And he loved my teeth, and he mentioned that it was very important to have nice teeth when you're advertising fizzy drinks that have sugar in them. So they asked me to audition, and I got that. And, you know, I was offered 6 weeks in Lake Garda in Italy to film it. And, you know, the amount of money I was paid by Coca-Cola for those 6 weeks was more than my bank salary in a year.
God.
So I had to make the huge decision after going to college and studying business and finance. Do I want to give that up and just throw caution to the wind and go for it? And I guess I do have a spirit that is kind of, I'm a risk taker for sure. So I decided to do it, and that led to lots of things. Yeah, lots of campaigns, Coca-Cola, L'Oreal, Schwarzkopf, Pantene, Rimmel, you know, Ford cars, lots of big names. And I just had a ball, and I kind of got lost in it for a while because I just thought, this is too good and this is too easy. And it went on for years and years. And I really didn't think about the fact that you can't be a model, you know, forever. So the fact that I met a lovely Australian boy who asked me to come back to Melbourne, and then again accidentally sort of fell into Neighbours whilst looking for a modelling job on The Price is Right, was really timely and really lucky for me. So yeah, I was really, really pleased and shocked, and I'll never forget it. I'm still friends with Jan Russ to this day, and yeah, it was a great part of my life. I mean, everything that's happened to me has happened through pure luck and circumstance. And I think, you know, it's really important in life that, you know, don't walk around with your eyes closed, don't walk around with your mind closed. You just never know who's out there and who they are and what they're doing, and you need to be open to meeting new people and new opportunities. And that's really, really important in my experience.
The stunning Nicola Childs is my special guest co-host this morning on the Friday Morning Show with the Stars. Call 1-300-JOY-949, go online at joy.org.au to become a member, renew your membership. If you are a business, I want to hear from you as well. If a business calls up and becomes a member this morning, you'll get a plug live on air for your business, okay? So all your cafes out there, restaurants, if you've got Joy pumping in your shop, I want to hear from you. Come on to Joy, sign up, 1-300-JOY-949. I'll plug your business as well.
Yeah, if you do it in the next hour, I'll plug your business too, and
exactly,
I'll do it with a really husky voice.
Oh, can't wait for that. Now, when you were in the UK, did you like Eurovision? used to watch her.
You know what? There used to be a host of Eurovision that really put me off. It wasn't anything personal against him. I really liked it a lot more when Graham Norton took the helm. I don't know who does it now. I haven't watched it for a while, but I think it's a really fun thing. I absolutely love the fact that for hours and hours, the stage is full of colour and life.
Well, and Joy loves it because this year, our own Jessica Marboy performed Sia Flags. She was on the stage, millions of people. So I reckon we should play.
Yeah, gorgeous girl, play.
Jess Marboy, Sia Flags on Joy. My special guest co-host is a stunning Nicola Charles. Neighbours has been so good to you, and early on this week, actually, Nicola, we actually had Dr. Carl, Alan Fletcher, and Paul Robinson, Stephen Dennis on the Joy Drive show on Wednesday night, I think it was.
Oh.
And you spent a lot of time with Alan Fletcher, Dr. Carl, back in the day, because you had a naughty affair, didn't
you? I did. We did spend a lot of time together. But you know, most of it, you know, from way in the beginning, you know, when the storyline first hit years ago, most of the time we spent together was me being excited and Alan Fletcher being mildly uncomfortable. I remember the first time he said saw that Sarah and Carl were going to have an affair, and he came to me in the green room and said, "Oh, darling, I'm so sorry. We're going to have to kiss." And I thought, this is great, because I really, you know, I asked for a storyline with him and suggested that storyline. I wanted to work a lot more with Stefan because he wasn't in it originally when I was on the show for a long time, but he was there when I went back last year, and I bumped into him actually the other night at the Eat Street fundraiser at Sofitel for Red Kite and had a big chat to him there. Absolutely love Stefan Dennis. He's such a great guy. Would have loved to have worked with him more. Maybe I'll work with him on something else, you know, maybe we'll do a movie together or something in the future. So really great guys, awesome guys. I can definitely see why they've kept them on the show for such a long time. Audiences love them. They're perfect at what they do and really, really great characters. So yeah, it was fun.
Because Neighbours is, of course, a huge hit all around the world. In the UK, it's massive. Here in Australia, it's got a really, really big following as well. Now, on the show at the moment, there's quite a few characters which are obviously new to the cast. And when you were on Neighbours back in the day, when you first joined the cast as a model, what was it like for you as a newbie on Ramsay Street? Because it must be quite daunting going into the cast with established actors and people who know their craft and everything. Did they help you out?
Well, you know, it really was like jumping onto a moving train. It was very, very hard because that show is an engine. It's a machine and it chugs on and it doesn't care about newbies and it doesn't care about your delicate sensibilities. It really is. It's like joining a new high school. It's terrifying. And it was mixed. You know, I found that the crew and a couple of members of the cast were really adorable and helpful and helped me through it. And there were a couple of members of the cast that made it really difficult for me. You know, that term was floating around back then, MTA, model turned actress. And I was labeled that, and it wasn't always easy, but you know, I am an old hand at dealing with bullies, so I didn't let it get to me at all, and it certainly didn't ruin my experience. But I'd have to say, on the whole, it was pretty fantastic, because also I'm, you know, a very selfish person. I don't worry about what other people say about me particularly. Obviously, if it's nice things, I definitely want to hear it.
Tell me more.
but which is why Twitter exists. But negative stuff, honestly, it just washes over me, because there's nothing anyone could say negatively about me as a person or my appearance that I haven't said about myself a million times. I'm sure it's the same for everybody. So it's not like, I feel with bullies, you know, it's not like they can say something about you that you can say, "Oh my God, that's devastating and you've completely hurt my feelings." We all probably feel those things about ourselves. So over the years, I don't know, I guess I've just toughened up, or I'm just really pragmatic about bullying and I just don't worry about it so much. Definitely did not ruin my neighbour's experience. I mean, I was, you know, working all week. Then at weekends, I was either photographing covers of magazines ranging from, you know, Loaded for the UK for men's magazines or TV Week in Australia. And then every other weekend, I was filming Animal Rescue for Foxtel, which I love because I'm just mad about animals. So I was just busy, didn't have time to think about anything negative. I'm really still the same today. So no, I loved it. It was great.
My special guest co-host is the stunning Nicola Charles, model, actress, singer, songwriter extraordinaire. Now, Nicola, dress you up, it's quite appropriate because we have got a business membership.
Yay! By a very special lady too.
Tell us about it, Dawn.
Okay, so everyone knows who follows me on Twitter and Facebook that one of my best friends in the whole world is Miss Jane Azzaro, and she is one of the owners at Azzaro Fashions, and in June Azzaro Online will be going live as well, and she's just become a business member at Joy. And if you'd like to see the Azzaro Fashions, they're on Clarendon Street in Melbourne. Jane is awesome. I met her when we shot the pilot for The Real Housewives of Melbourne.
So that's Clarendon Street, South Melbourne, Azzaro Fashions. Thank you, the lovely Jane. Oh, we love that Joy support. 1-300-JOY-949. If you're a business and you want to become a Joy member, if you're playing, if you've got Joy playing in the shop or on the salon or whatever, make sure you come on board and support and sign up as a business membership. We love your support. 1-300-JOY-949, or you can sign up online at joy.org.au. Now, this morning, Nicola, we had the Jackie from The Real Housewives of Melbourne. Now the show has aired and has finished, we can also say that you were, I guess, part of the audition process last year. Is that right?
I love the way they say, I saw in the press it said in brackets, popping up at audition was Nicola Charles. I didn't pop up at an audition. I shot the pilot. So yeah, there was a room full of quite scary women. Jackie was one of them at the lunch that I attended. I think there were three lunches and then they sort of, you know, took their favourites obviously for the show. It was a really positive experience for me because that's where I met Jane, and she was sat next to me on one side, and Chica was sat on the other side, and I really like Chica.
I love Chica.
Yeah, she's a really great girl, very representative of women in Melbourne, I think. Jackie had just arrived from Sydney, so I felt a bit miffed that she was given a chance, actually. I didn't feel that she was even as Melbourne as me, and I'm British. But yeah, I didn't watch all of the shows. I watched a few of them, and yeah, I have quite strong feelings about the show, but you know, I don't want to get sued by anybody, so I probably won't say anything. No.
So would you, if the chance came up, to do a reality TV show, is that something that you would consider, or like Dancing with the Stars, or you know, The Apprentice, or something like that?
You know, having shot that pilot was such a great experience because I realised that reality television isn't really reality.
No,
you know, there are
scripted.
Lots of, it's not so much scripted, but there are lots of prompts. There were prompts about what questions to ask and not really what answers to give, but it was not how I imagined it to be. And I think, you know, I think when I first started watching The Housewives, I thought, you know, knowing beforehand that firstly they didn't really look that way before Housewives, so they'd really gone to work on their images, but also I thought, you know, this isn't reality, these can't be their real personalities. And then, you know, horrifyingly as the series went on, I think I thought, actually these are your personalities. So they've done a really good job and they've captured that. So I'm really on the fence about reality television. I guess it would depend on the subject matter and what people were interested in and why they were interested in it. You know, I can't bring myself to throw a Kim Kardashian, although lots of my Twitter fans have begged me to do so. You know, I guess, you know, I like it. I watch it sometimes. I don't watch any of the big ones, but there are some subject matters that interest me. But it was an amazing insight, actually, filming the pilot. Really, really fun. And, you know, met some nice people and then met some people I wouldn't want to spend another 15 seconds with. Yeah.
Joy 94.9, Friday morning show with myself, Leo, and my special guest co-host, model, actress, singer, songwriter, Nicola Charles. Now, Nicola, come, this song is huge. I think it's number one and number two in the States. It's called Problem by Ariana Grande. You're on Joy 94.9. Sign up, Ms. Nicola Charles, my special guest co-host on the Friday morning show. Now, Sarah Beaumont and Neighbours, we love you on that role.
Thank
Wish you were back in Neighbours.
I know,
because
I get
all
that.
Those fans keep telling you, get back on Neighbours. So Neighbours producers out there, if you're listening in, you know what to do. Now, we were talking before because you've got some amazing fans overseas, all around the world, in fact, thanks to Neighbours. And Joy reaches worldwide thanks to our amazing website, joy.org.au. We have fans that listen in from all over the world, Canada and the US, South America, UK, Europe. It goes worldwide. And also, we've got our smartphone app. for smartphones, which is great as well. So people can listen to Joy on their PC and Macs, but also on their smartphones. They can take Joy wherever they are, if they're on the train, on the tram, in the gym. It's fantastic. And also part of it is we reach an audience which is much greater than, I guess, Melbourne. We reach people in areas in the country who may not have that support for, you know, they could be alone, they could be struggling with their sexuality, and they hear Joy, they hear people like us on air supporting the Gay and Lesbian Radio Station and supporting the community, which is so important, and I'm so thankful that Joy is Australia's largest LGBTI organisation in the country, which is amazing. Over 250 volunteers, and it's amazing what work we do here. So come on, sign up, become a member. We cannot do this without you, because we're not a commercial radio station. We get money from a small bit of advertising, no more than 5 minutes per hour. We can't do any more than that. And most of it is thanks to you guys listening. So thanks to your membership. So
I think they reach a bit further than Australia and just Melbourne too, yeah. Because obviously, you know, there are podcasts and people also, yes, listen live on the website. And I think that's what's great about the world now, is that, you know, my fans in the UK can listen to this station, and, you know, it doesn't matter where you are. And I've lived all over the world, and I've never come across a station as prolific and as fantastic as Joy. So I think you do really, really great work, and obviously you can help anybody out wherever they are in the world. So come on, guys, please donate, help out Joy on their radiothon this week.
Thank you so much, Nicola. Now 1-300-JOY-949 is the phone number, and the website, Nicola, is
joy.org.au,
and you can sign up online and become a member as well. Now, we're talking about before business memberships. So if you are a business, I want to hear from you. If you're listening to this in your salon, in your shop, pick up the phone, call 1-300-JOY-949. I will plug your business.
Plug it too.
And the lovely Nicola Charles here will plug your business in a sexy manner.
I will do it in my best Sarah Beaumont-esque voice, I promise.
Oh, can't wait for that one. So get calling 1-300-JOY-949 or sign up online, joy.org.au. This next lady, okay, she was in X Factor UK a few years ago, back in 2010, I think it was. She only came sixth in the UK competition, but she's gone gangbusters. She's had hits in the US, UK, all over Europe. Of course, I'm talking about Cher Lloyd. Her brand new album is in stores right now.
Worcestershire Girl. Worcestershire Girl. We love
her. Oh, it's the sirens on Joy. Friday morning show with Leo and my special guest co-host, the lovely Nicola Charles. Now, 1-300-JOY-949 is the phone number to call to sign up, become a member, renew your membership, make a donation. You can also do it online, joy.org.au. We really appreciate your support, and we want those phones to keep ringing, so make sure you pick up the phone, 1-300-JOY-949. Brendan's busy, which is fantastic. We love you, Brendan, and Jordan as well. Thank you so much for your help this morning on the front desk. Thank
they
you
look
so
busy
much.
Actually, don't they?
They look
that's
really
good,
busy
well
outside
done.
So make sure you call up 1-300-JOY-949. Now, Nick, the prizes.
I'm just still in shock. I'm sitting here wondering how I can win this smart car for two.
Isn't this cute?
Mercedes-Benz of Berwick. Oh my God, you're amazing. This car is adorable. I can't believe that you can win this today by becoming a Joy member. Guys, get on the phone. This car is adorable.
It's so cute. And Mercedes-Benz Berwick, thank you so much for your support, this radiothon. That's the major prize. It's an amazing little smart car. And there's photos on the website of the various Joy presenters in the smart car. Not the one that you're going to win, but, you know.
Well, I noticed I didn't get any photos in the smart car, Leo.
Well, the smart car's not here.
Did I get here too late for that?
Oh yeah. And for the ladies, okay, Olivia Cruises.
I saw that.
Lesbian cruise, 10 nights, 10 nights for two people, ocean view views.
It looks very nice, doesn't
meals,
it?
Meals, entertainment included, next year, next February.
Oh, wow.
So,
fantastic.
Ladies, hello, a cruise for 10 nights? Oh, my God, it'd be fantastic.
Yeah,
oh,
I know there's more boys' names than girls scrolling past
on,
here.
Come ladies,
on, ladies,
we love you. Come on, ladies, join up, 1-300-JOY-949. There's also prizes. You can stay at the gorgeous Oaks Hotels and Resorts. anywhere in Australia, four nights accommodation for two people. That's amazing as well.
There's a bicycle here from Velo Cycles of Melbourne as well. A very cool looking. I think it's one of those that fold up. Yeah, how cool.
That's good for work, you know. If you're in the city.
You don't need to convince me, Leo. I'm a massive cyclist. I would love that.
Oh, fantastic. So 1-300-JOY-949. There's some amazing prizes. Head on to joy.org.au. Check out the prizes. There's some amazing prizes
this year. Car. Pick up the phone. How often can you win a car? You can't even win that on TV anymore.
I don't have a car. And I want a car, but I can't win it.
Oh, no, you're not allowed to
win it. Here? Anyway,
no.
That's okay. joy.org.au is the email, is the website. And the phone number, 1-300-JOY-949. Pick up the phone, become a Joy member, show your support for Australia's best and largest LGBTI organisation, volunteer organisation.
Yeah, and let us know what Joy means to you. That's really important
please.
As well, and we'll read those out. We'd really love to hear that.
You can sing it back. Sing it back to us. Here's Maloko on Joy.
Hey, this is Ricky Lee. Are you a Joy member? Support Australia's LGBTI radio station this radiothon. Call 1300 569 949 or sign up online at joy.org.au now.
Thank you, the lovely Ricky Lee, my special guest earlier on this morning on the Friday morning show. My special guest right now in the studio is Nicola Charles.
Hello.
Thank you for sticking around, doll.
You're welcome.
Now, in the phone rooms, the guys have been very, very busy doing lots of phone calls and going online and spooking for us. The lovely Jono and Brendan have been very busy this morning.
Hello,
guys.
It's been total chaos. I tell you, I've just never been so busy in all my life.
There are lots of snacks out there, though, aren't there?
Oh, I have been eating and I've been patting my pooch. And by pooch, I mean the lovely Brendan.
Oh. I'm a good little lap dog. But speaking of dogs, we have one in the studio, or we have one.
He's very
well. Actually, there's a couple of bitches in the studio. The dog's outside.
Don't refer to Leo and I that way, Jonathan.
Oh God! Now, thank you guys for your time this morning on the phone room. It's been going flat six this morning, and online at joy.org.au is a great way to do it. If you're at work and you can't get on the phone at work, you're on the computer. Get online, joy.org.au, sign up, become a member, or renew your membership online. It's a great way to do it. If you're overseas, interstate, get online, joy.org.au. If you're in Melbourne, or in Australia, in fact, just give us a call. 1-300-JOY-949. Speak to the lovely Brendan.
Yes, that is 1-300-569-949.
And the lovely Jono.
I'm quite excited to be here to be on air with you again, Nicola.
Oh, I know.
It's always lovely to see you. I'm envious of your earrings this morning.
She's been going on about this. Earrings.
Well, they reach from your earring all the way down to your bosom. I mean, they're the longest thing I've seen.
For any fans of the earrings, they are featuring on Twitter right now if you're interested.
Oh, hello.
But Leo, you've only got another 24 minutes to go.
I know.
Then the gorgeous dogs are on.
Oh.
And then Brendan's on this afternoon.
I know. Mm. So keep the phones ringing. 1-300-JOY-949.
And if you're a business, hurry up and call in and we'll give you a huge sexy plug.
Now, Brendan, on your show this afternoon.
Yes.
What is happening,
well,
darling?
Unfortunately, I don't have fabulous celebrity friends like Nicola. However, I do have some community voices coming in and a few Joy volunteers as well. So
that should be a great show this afternoon. Always some great music.
Yeah,
there's
some amazing stories from our volunteers. So it's great to hear back from them.
Because at Joy, we all here, Brendan, myself and Jono, don't get paid for this. We do it for the love and the dedication to the lovely Joy 94.9.
I do it for my love and dedication
to you. I feel really guilty because I got paid loads to come in today.
But it's such a great organisation and there's so many volunteers, over 250, whether it's on the phones, behind the scenes, doing the podcasting, doing all the audio stuff, all the technical stuff. You know, Jace does a great job on the traff and the announcements. We've got our marketing team, our publicity team, they all do a fantastic job to get Joy out there. So
it's huge. It's a big professional radio station.
The lights flashing, which means the phone's ringing. So I need to go.
I know.
But can I request a song, please?
Yes.
Because I've been very busy. Can you play me some Samantha Jade?
Darling, I can play Samantha Jade.
Love it.
And I can even play you a remix.
I've got to go. The phone's ringing.
This is Up.
Bye,
Jade.
Bye, darling.
Thanks, darlings. Joy 94.9 with Leo on the Friday morning show. 1-300-JOY-949. Become a member, sign up, renew your membership, make a donation. That's the phone number. The website, joy.org.au. Nicola Charles is still here, my fantastic co-host this morning.
Leo,
thanks for
Leo,
having me out.
There's a dog sitting next to me, and she's not a real housewife of Melbourne.
I know.
That was horrible.
The lovely Kate and Kevin from Pets Aloud. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Now, we are joined in the studio by little Sprocket. He's gorgeous.
He's divine.
He's so cute, guys. If you could see him, go to the website and check out his cute picture. He's so adorable. He needs a loving home.
He does,
He's on the Joy Twitter as well. If you're on Joy Twitter, Adam's been posting some photos of Sprocket. He'll be on.
He's just adorable.
Well, I think he can almost get adopted here. He's causing quite a stir. He's got a lot of fans here already,
hasn't
he?
Darling.
Yeah. He's in the spirit. He's wearing a pink sweater with gorgeous written on it. He's getting into the spirit.
He's so Joy.
So gorgeous. So if you do want a little dog called Sprocket, you know, give us a call at 1-300-JOY-94. While you're at it, you can become a member as well.
Well, exactly.
Well, yeah, you can't inquire after Sprocket unless you're going to become a member.
Only going to a Joy member.
If you want Sprocket, you must become a Joy member first.
He's only 18 months old as well, so you've got a lifetime of love from this furry guy. And he's adorable. He's very cool. He's hanging out near the mic.
Gorgeous.
He's
a little bit on the shy side, so I think he's got a lot of potential to sort of, you know, learn to come out of his skin a bit.
So, Kevin, what is on your show today, the Radiothon show?
Well, it is a Radiothon special, so we're going to be chatting to a couple peeps from Joy. So we've got Chris and Phil from Been There Done That, who are going to be chatting about their senior pets and their seniors themselves, so about how their pets have helped them. We'll be talking to our volunteer coordinator Elena at the Lost Dogs Home, who absolutely loves Joy. She is like Joy crazy. So we'll be chatting to her about that. We've obviously been introducing gorgeous Sprocket and telling everyone a bit more about him.
He's our pet of the week.
And also just why we love Joy and why the Lost Dogs Home has been on Joy for so long, because we're coming up to almost 2 years. So in October we've done 2 years on Joy, so we'll be talking about that as
and
well.
And Joy introduced me to the Lost Dogs Home.
Did
accidentally when I was here last time.
Thank you so much, Nicola.
And we're so pleased for that.
Oh, me too. I just love them.
Now, one guy who came into Joy last week, we always love to support local music here on Joy. He's from Queensland. He's a singer songwriter. He was on Australian Idol back in the day. He is now independent. He's doing amazingly well. His name is Casey Barnes. He's a really, really nice guy. This is his brand new single on Joy 94.9. Casey Barnes, Flesh and Bone on Joy. Casey Barnes on Joy 94.9. Flesh and Bone, a great supporter of Joy 94.9. Independent singer-songwriter from Queensland.
Fantastic. We support the independents. I love that about Joy, that you support independent artists, because it's really good.
It is good, because a lot of commercial radio stations don't.
But they get told what to play. Yeah. I'm sorry, but they do get told what to play, you know, and they're bought out by big labels. And that's great, because some of their stuff is fantastic, but it is nice to hear new music. Otherwise, how are you going to get to know about these artists?
Exactly. So if you like your new music here on Joy, you know what to do. 1-300-JOY-949. Become a member. Sign up online at joy.org.au. Renew your membership. And I speak to the lovely phone team out there. They're waiting for your call. So keep them busy. We love that. We love the phone team.
And get the app. Get the app on your phone as well.
The app is amazing. Yeah. Free as well, which is great. We love that. Now, just over 10 minutes to go. I want some more. Oh, here we go. Darling, we've got some more. Kerry from Caloundra. Thank you so much, Kerry, for your signing up this morning. Also, Erin from Woollett in Victoria. Thank you so much, ladies, for signing up. We love your support.
Look at the support from Victoria. That's amazing, actually. You know, people really are listening in, and that's really, really great. What a fantastic job Joy are doing.
Go Melbourne.
Yeah.
We love Melbourne.
We love Melbourne.
If you're listening interstate or overseas, or, you know, online is the best way to do it. joy.org.
Live or on a podcast, right?
Yeah. Exactly right. Podcasts. Talking of podcasts, Joy has amazing shows here at Joy. It's amazing content. And we podcast a lot of interviews on Joy, like celebrity interviews, of course. There's also community groups and actors and theatre people. They're all on joy.org.au. Mm-hmm. And yesterday you can subscribe on iTunes as well, which is great. So there's so many podcasts online for you to download.
You don't need to stress in the magazines about who's doing what and where. You just need to hear it on Joy. Yeah, Joy will let you know.
Now, this track here is a bit of a blast from the past because this track is from the 80s. It's by a girl group from the UK.
Yay!
Bit of Bananarama.
I hear they're real bitches. Oh, I didn't say that.
You're on Joy. 1300 Joy 949. Love your support, Nicola Charles. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Or online at joy.org.au. Become a member. Support this amazing radio station. We've had some amazing support this morning. So thank you so much to everyone who has signed up, become a member this morning on the show. A massive thank you to all my special guests, yourself, Ms. Nicola Charles.
Thanks. And thank you to Jane Azzaro and Azzaro Clothing on Clarendon Street for their business membership. Love you, babes.
Thank you so much, Jane. And also Sam from MasterChef, Will from The Collective, and the amazing Ricky Lee. Thank you so much for your time this morning. That's it. The show is over, but keep ringing 1-300-JOY-949 or online at joy.org.au. Keep phoning throughout the day. Keep online. You must support Joy 94.9. This guy, this final song we're going to play is by Adam Lambert. He is a Joy member as well. We love Adam Lambert. Thanks so much for listening. And from us, it is see ya.
Take care. Bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.